The next topic we're going to look at is the role of the church in the local community. Now, as we know, the church is a place where Christians go to worship, to come together and pray to God and to Jesus Christ. However, these days, the church is far more important than just simply a place of worship. The church does many other different things, such as community events, Bible studies, Bible clubs, youth clubs, mothers' groups, toddlers' groups, and the two that we are going to look at now, which are food banks and street pastors. Now, food banks are examples of places where people can go to get food who may be struggling with money or cannot afford to live. In the Bible, there are many quotes that help us understand this. And God placed all things under Jesus' feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. This quote helps us understand that God placed everything under Jesus' feet and that he is head of the church, meaning that if we run food banks at the church, this is the work of Jesus Christ. Another quote from the Bible talks about the time and the parable of the sheep and the goats. In the Bible it says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." These examples of Christian faith help Christians understand that doing things like food banks help others. Another quote that could be used to help understand this is "Love thy neighbour," which is, of course, one of the Ten Commandments. Some examples of very important food banks include something called the Trussell Trust. This was set up in 1997 and is done on the basis of Christian principle, as mentioned in the parable of the sheep and the goats, bringing people together. This was a group of people who set up a food bank to help others in the community who needed food and couldn't afford it. Food banks have become a very important part of the church, and particularly during times of COVID, were very important to many people. Another example of Christian work in the community, or the work of the church and community, are street pastors. Now, street pastors are a group of people that go out in the streets. They wear a blue high-vis that says street pastor, and they go out and help other people. When it was first set up, the main aim was to challenge gang culture and the use of knives and guns in some areas of London. But as we've seen, it's expanded much more beyond that. They go out mainly late at night and help others, maybe people who are in need of help, people who may have taken drugs, people who may be drunk, and help them try to get home. Again, their work is based around Christian quotes from the Bible. When we think about "love thy neighbour," this is a thing to do to help others and make sure that they are safe. Another quote from the Bible that helps us understand the work of street pastors: "Our faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." Which tells us that if you're just simply a Christian nominally, but not by helping others, then perhaps your Christianity is not strong enough. The street work of street pastors has really grown. Since 2003, they now operate in around 300 locations worldwide, with around 14,000 people trained in personnel. Therefore, they are around helping people, but their job is not to convert people to Christianity, but simply to help others.